Ever since the coronavirus pandemic started over a year and a half ago, the McLean County Health Department has been sending out COVID statistics almost daily. New cases, deaths, hospitalizations, testing positivity rate, and more. The daily drumbeat of data can be essential to understanding the current state of the pandemic, but it can also be too much, especially when the way we interpret that data changes over time. McLean County Health Department Administrator Jessica McKnight tells Eric Stock that she's concerned it's getting harder for people to take the pandemic seriously, even when people are still dying of COVID.
It's been almost 2 years now. We've seen fluctuations in the number of new cases. We've seen things like the Delta variant, which has really, it completely changed what was going on and what we were seeing. So, toward the mid to end of summer, we were seeing, not many cases, and then we saw something like the Delta variant. And so, we hope that the public is still paying attention, looking to trusted sources to get information. And, for us, again, we're providing it right now daily so that we can help people see trends. It helps us also identify trends and know when maybe something is changing, like, again, when we see the Delta variant, or if there are additional variants that we see that start changing the picture and changing what we see.
So when you, as the public health experts, are looking at that data that comes across on a daily basis, what are the specific things that you're looking for? What are the most telling signs to you about where we are in this pandemic?
So we're really looking at several indicators, and these are pretty familiar, I think, to most of the public now. One of those being test positivity. So the number of positive cases out of the total number of tests resulted. So also looking at the number of new cases. So this is one that's becoming more familiar, I think, to people when we're looking at the number of new cases per 100,000 of a population, giving us an idea of community transmission, because we know that the virus is out there and we may not always be able to draw direct connections between one case and another. So community transmission gives us an idea of how widely the virus is spreading in the community. And finally, we are looking at hospitalizations. So knowing that those are lagging indicators, hospitalizations typically increase after new cases have increased. So, a couple weeks after we see a spike in cases, we anticipate that we'll see a rise in hospitalizations, but could also give us an indicator of disease severity.
You had alluded to the positivity rate. The testing positivity rate from McLean County now is 2.4%. That's close to the state average. It's much lower than it was last fall at the height of the pandemic, but it's also different populations that are getting the tests now. Generally, only people who had symptoms or had a possible exposure were getting the tests last year. Now you have weekly tests in many businesses for people who aren't getting the COVID vaccine. How different is that data now compared to last year? Is it really apples to apples? Should we be looking at it differently now?
Percent positivity is still a critical measure because it helps us identify and indicate how widespread infection is in the area where the testing is occurring. So, it also helps us determine if our level of testing is, at an appropriate level. So is it keeping up with disease transmission? I look at data a lot to compare, trends and identify if we're seeing things that are a little bit different, especially now that we have almost 2 years worth of data. And beginning of October 2020, we were seeing on average around 800 tests resulted a day. Same time this year, we're seeing closer to 2,000. So, obviously we're seeing more testing happening. And I think we're seeing around the same number of cases each day as we were at the same time last year. At this time last year, we would have probably considered that, things that we were seeing a high number of cases. And now if we're just looking at that percent positivity, then things look a little bit rosier than they did the same with the same number of new cases. So testing and percent positivity, it is important, but it's one piece of the puzzle.
I imagine there's concern, though, that people will look at the positivity rate of 2.4% and think, well, gosh, it was 10, 11, 12% a year ago. So maybe it's not that much of a concern anymore.
Yeah. So I hope that, we're doing a good job in interviews like this, where we're, you know, helping the public to see that, again, we're seeing about the same number of daily cases that we were seeing a year ago. So while the test positivity might be 2% versus, you know, a 12 or 13% that we saw last year, the community transmission, so the cases per 100,000 right now, is still high.
That was McLean County Health Department Administrator Jessica McKnight talking with Eric Stock.